the Tickets Mavs Postgame Show, live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game. Ben and Skin size it up on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Still can't get over Dick Hicks leaving in such a huff.
Ron, that's what you called not a team player.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, just
there's
not
no question about it.
Just not a team player. You know, you say what you want to about Bob and Dan, but do they ever leave early?
No. Yeah.
They're right there. That's still debatable.
Dick Hicks.
It's still debatable whether they're team players or not. That's still debatable.
Yeah.
But Dick Hicks, there's no debate there.
No.
He's not.
There's no question about that.
God, aren't you so glad he's not on our team, Corey?
Oh, God.
Yes, I am.
Boy, you should especially be glad because he really hates you.
He doesn't hate me.
Yes, he does.
He might hate me after Tuesday when we run Slim or Clem. Whichever one we decide.
Are we going to run Cletus back to back?
Sure. Why not?
I think we need to hear them both.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, we're out here at the Cape Buffalo Grill today. And I'm a little bit surprised. We appear to be doing a great service for people. Discussing Valentine's Day, and really we might as well, you know.
Tomorrow is the day.
Yeah, tomorrow is the big day.
I wouldn't call it the big day.
Well, it's tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
What a scam!
No,
I mean, how is this allowed to you know? And now, you know, used to, you know, if you had a girlfriend or wife, you know, you could get them like some flowers, or something. No, you got to get them presents now. It's got to be presents.
Yeah, it's blown up into a big deal.
I mean, it's like a second Christmas.
Now, today you can come out here to the Cape Buffalo Grill at Addison Road at Trinity Mills. You can register to win ticket t-shirts and one of 5 Chase Escape kits, courtesy of Chase Bank. And also, come out and describe your best dump.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Come on.
Tell us the most creative way that you've gotten out of a scene with a girl or a guy. Regardless of whether you are the dumper or the dumpy, I guess we'll take either. And at 5:50, we're going to draw names, 5 names, and we're going to hear the best 3 stories on the air at 6:10. Mm. And the winner gets a pound of Godiva chocolate and Desperados tickets with a parking pass. And the finalists also get a pound of Godiva chocolate. Also out here, you can register to win a trip for 2, including airfare and hotel compliments of Chase Bank. Now, it doesn't say to where. Could be, I don't know, Bedford.
Could be.
For all we
could
know.
Could be to Waco.
Could be. Also, the boys from MyPrivacyPolicy.com are out here today. And if you've been wondering just how that works, just how they can help you keep your computer virus and spam free, come out here and talk to them. They're here. And they will tell you exactly what kind of scene they have and everything you need to know about that. You can find out here at Cape Buffalo today. And later on, in fact, in just a few minutes, we are awaiting the arrival of a couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks. So we got it all out here at Cape Buffalo.
We
do.
It's Friday. We're having fun.
Yes.
Having fun.
We are having fun.
And speaking of the dumpers, Corby already kicked it off. Told us how he dumped a girl one time on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, on the day. It was pretty rude.
Well, what'd you do it for?
Do you regret it?
No, not at all.
Did you regret it like a day later or 2 days later?
No, we got back together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had no pangs of guilt?
No, I think basically I just wanted to spend a couple weeks with my friends and just didn't want to have anything to do with her. And then we got back together, and then we broke up again.
And she took you back after dumping her on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the snake.
Yeah, she did. It was one of those stupid college relationships where you break up and get back together like 50 times, you know? Did you ever have those? Where you
no.
knew it was never going to work, but yet you kept going back.
No, I never had that.
Yeah, well, I did. Stupid. But hey, live and learn.
I was just more.
So basically what you did, you broke up with her, and then you got back together. I think I know what's going on here.
Couldn't find anything else.
One night, she had a little too much to drink.
That's exactly what happened.
A little nookie call late at night, right?
Yeah, or I saw her out at the bar, one of 2 bars that we went to at TCU.
She's there and she's hanging out with some other guys and stuff. Cutting up with them and whatnot.
You'd had a few drinks. She'd had a few drinks. What the hell? Let's go back to the dorm.
Right. And then you take care of it and You're like, oh, God,
you wake up
what
the next morning,
do?
You're like, my gosh, I've just fed a stray cat.
Right. Then you're stuck with it for another couple months. It's the way it was.
So tell us some other creative ways you've gotten out of scenes.
Well, I'm not here to amuse you, okay? I don't have any more...
You're not?
No, I don't have any more scenes like that.
I thought that was his express purpose to amuse us.
On Friday.
Can you break down your last 9 relationships, please?
Come on, do it.
No, I'm sure you have some stories that are just as good as that.
Hey, Corby.
What?
Have you seen 2 hosts less interested in doing a show than Mike and Greg today?
I'm very interested.
No, I
think Grego is, but I think Reiner is just not into it.
No,
man.
We changed the show.
No, I'm very interested.
You know what? You blame Dick Hicks. He ruined it. He ruined the whole show today. It's all his fault.
We had it all mapped out.
But you know what, though?
Sometimes we don't stick to the map.
Well, that's true. That's
true. Like, I mean, how long has it been since we've taken a lot of phone calls on a show? Maybe we should do that the day before.
They're loaded, man. They are loaded.
All right, well, let's take one then.
Wait, no. I want to hear how you broke up with a girl. Because we're going to go through this, how each one of us, the worst way you broke up with a girl. Surely you have a story out there. Surely out there you dated a girl for a few weeks and dropped her on her ass.
Actually, I used the same method you did.
Stop calling?
Yeah. They just wouldn't hear from me again.
What about a girl breaking up with you?
Never happened.
A girl never broke up with you?
Never happened.
As tore up as you were?
Never happened.
And as lonely as you were?
Michael?
As lonely as I was?
Yes. When you were a kid and stuff?
No, never happened.
Well, you didn't have any girlfriends.
No, I didn't have any girlfriends, okay. But I'm talking about once I started getting girls.
Okay. And Grego, I bet you have 1,000.
I don't have 1,000. I did have one girl one time that I was kind of going out with and thought it was, everything was okay. And nothing out of the ordinary. And I was bartending one night and she just showed up with another guy. And goes, oh, I'm going to start dating him now. Well, I was bartending.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that play with you?
I called her the C word.
And you couldn't do anything because you were back behind the bar, right?
Right.
What's the C word?
You're a dirty C.
Corby?
Chick?
Yeah. That's it. We'll go with chick.
Well, okay.
Do you think the FCC would get mad if we said that word on the air?
We don't need to be saying that word.
I don't want to chance it. I'll put it that way.
You think Colin Powell's son would come down here personally?
Considering that's the worst word in the English language, if that is even a word.
Risk it if you want to.
Don't.
What about you, Danny?
What?
I'm sure you got a few stories to amuse and edify all of us.
I don't think I can tell any of them on the air.
Why not?
I did something very similar to what Corby did. I had a girlfriend that wanted to take me to Chicago to go to Wrigley Field. They had 3 Cubs game tickets for the whole series. She wanted to pay for the whole trip. And this was on my birthday, and she already had the ticket.
Was this the 45-year-old?
No, I've never dated a 45-year-old. And I broke up with her.
Well, I mean, you used to have a couple of sugar mama scenes working, didn't you?
No.
You know, that's a good point, because guys do that.
I knew I was going to break up with her anyway, and that was just kind of like, you know what, I can't go through with this trip.
But see, that's the difference between guys and girls. When guys know that they're going to break up with a girl, or know that things aren't going to last, and then a girl tries to do something like that, like a trip or something nice, guys won't do it. But the girls will.
Oh,
the girls
no
will
question.
Take the trip, and then they'll break up.
Like the next day.
Exactly.
Do you think in the history of mankind that... What do you think the percentage is as far as men breaking up with women and women breaking up with men?
I bet it's about half and half.
You think?
Yeah. I bet it's about half and half. There's a lot of girls break up with a lot of guys. I bet it's half and half.
You think it's more guys breaking up?
I'd say it's like 60-40 at least.
At least.
I don't think so.
I mean, in my experiences, like throughout my 20s and stuff, it seemed like all my guy friends were always breaking up with their girlfriends, and it never happened with a girl.
I know I certainly did what I could to tilt it that one way.
Yeah?
Because let's face it, guys pretty much just can't stand girls.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the sex, guys would never speak to a girl. Wouldn't. That's why they need to start selling that stuff in cans.
Can C?
Right.
The hammer.
Yeah, they already do. Canned corn.
I what? Hate corn.
Now, how did you get out of some of your sugar mama scenes that you were
if
in?
If you're looking at me and I'm not looking at you, I never had a sugar mama.
Well,
ever.
I am looking at you.
Well, I'm not looking at you. I'm not answering your stupid questions.
Why?
Because I never had a sugar mama. I never had to have a sugar mama. I didn't have any money, but I never had to have a sugar mama.
Did you ever want one?
No. No, absolutely not. No. It never intrigued me going out with someone older than me.
You never latched on to a 45-year-old?
No.
When you were like 21?
No, where would I meet one?
I don't know.
I mean, every bar...
I didn't know you back then. I don't know where you hung out.
Every bar I went to, the like max age back then was like 25. You know? I mean, the college bars. And then in my 20s, the only place I'd hang out with were people that were under, you know, 30. Now it's 40.
Put an ad in the paper for one, for a sugar mama.
I don't want one now.
I had a roommate that had one.
Did you?
Snake
sure did.
For a sugar mama.
And?
Oh, he made out like a bandit. Got a brand new Corvette.
What?
Yeah, sure did. He was a dancer at LeBaire.
He was your roommate?
Yeah.
You had a roommate who was a dancer at LeBaire.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he made out like a bandit.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How you doing?
Good.
What can we do for you today?
Well, you guys are picking on Dick Hicks, and I think Reiner really doesn't want to be in this thing, so he's picking on everybody. Heck, he's picking
on... I'm not picking on anybody.
Well, you're saying that Corby doesn't... should have had someone over 41, and of course he can have anybody over...
I didn't
over
say 50, he should have.
And he could have had anybody over
all
50
I,
now.
All I did was...
55.
All I did was ask him to tell us how he got out of some of his sugar mama scenes.
Well...
That's all I did.
Well,
I'm not saying he should or shouldn't do anything.
Well, maybe you ought to ask Dick if he's ever had to go through that.
Well, I don't care about him. He's not here.
He's insignificant.
Yeah, I mean, why should we interest ourselves? Why are you interested in him?
Well, I was just feeling sorry for poor Dick Hicks because
well,
he wasn't a team player.
Don't. Well, he's not a team player. It's a proven fact. We proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Because he wouldn't stay late, right?
Right.
Well, what time do you guys sign off?
7:02, 7:03.
And you never talk to, what's his bucket?
Pat Sasso.
That's because for real, we have to do the top 10 from 7
exactly.
days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mainly, I just don't care to talk to him, to tell you the truth.
No, that's true, too.
Okay, that was a bad phone call. We need good ones.
We need to take a break.
All right, it is 3:50 here on The Ticket.